So I thought about that as we drove across the Bay Bridge on our way to visit Fernay McPherson of Minibel Soul Movement. She's a little different than lots of La Cocina business owners. She is not an immigrant. In fact, she was born and raised in San Francisco, where she learned to cook from her family. And we got to catch up with her in an exciting moment, when she was getting ready to open her permanent restaurant in the Emeryville Public Market. Fernay, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming.
So this is exciting, right? We are in the space that will be your first permanent location.
Yes.
So that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So in a few weeks, I guess, this tarp is going to come off the front, and there's going to be Minibel Soul Movement across the front.
Yes.
And I actually want to ask you, where does that name come from?
So Minibel is a combination of my great aunt, her name is Minnie, and my late grandmother. And her name was Lily Bell.
Okay.
And so they were my inspiration to cook. So I felt like it was only right to name the business after them. And that was my way of taking them on this journey with me.
And
my aunt
movement?
Is 86. So she is still here. I'm still able to call her. She's still able to taste my food. We actually, last year when we opened here, it was 3 days before her birthday. So we had like a soft opening with just family for her birthday.
Which was
amazing.
Is your food meant to taste like hers?
You know, my food is inspired by a lot of things that I grew up eating. I put my little twist on some things, but everything I cook is pretty much from my childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your twist? So, okay, so you're famous for your fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And most people who are like famous fried chicken cooks have like a thing, right? Their thing is like, no, you got to cook it. It's got to be in cast iron, or it's got to be the, what's your it's got to be for your fried chicken?
My twist is the rosemary. Like, we have our signature rosemary fried chicken, and the rosemary just adds this unique flavor and freshness to chicken that you can't get anywhere else but at Minibel.
How do you...
So you're
good at selling it. You're good at selling it, too. How do you use the rosemary in the chicken?
It's marinated in the chicken. It's pieces of rosemary on each piece of chicken. We actually take whole pieces of rosemary and fry it in the oil, so the flavor is throughout the chicken.
Yes. Right on.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to get back to the chicken a little bit, but let me get back to the name first.
Mm-hmm.
The Soul Movement part. Tell me about that.
So the Soul Movement came about when I started with a trailer, a mobile trailer, and it was just my way of like soul food on wheels. Like, we're moving, you know, we were in different places at the time. We did some off the grid rotations, private events. So it was just that little twist on being mobile.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kept it, you know, even though we're not mobile, it turned into a movement, you know, a rosemary fried chicken movement.
this is the wave that's taken
right,
over.
Right, exactly.
But, okay, so you started your food business with a trailer, like a food truck, but you were also a bus driver at one point. So you know San Francisco, like, in the way bus driver does, I'm sure.
I do. I drove the bus. I only drove for 2.5 years. It was a pretty intense job. Had to have tough skin. And I drove the bus and I did Minibel's part-time.
Okay.
And it just became really tough for me to do, you know, being a single mom and having a business, working part-time. So I decided to make a decision on, okay, am I going to work or am I going to operate my business? And I knew I wasn't going to be driving a bus.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2014, I chose to leave my job and take on my business full-time.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked back at all. I don't even ride the bus anymore.
You're over it. So you were born and raised in San Francisco.
I was.
In a neighborhood, Fillmore.
Mm-hmm, in the Fillmore.
And then when you started your own business in that trailer many, many, many years later, it was in the same neighborhood.
It was in the same neighborhood, yes.
But it had changed. Tell me what happened.
It changed. You know, I grew up in the Fillmore, and it was a predominantly African-American neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it definitely, you know, started to change.
Actively bulldozed, right? It was like there was a lot of active displacement in the neighborhood.
So that was a little before I was born, actually. Okay. That was redevelopment that came in and bought out a lot of the homeowners and turned a lot of those places into more of affordable living. But it stripped the wealth of African Americans in the neighborhood because they sold off their property. Now, you know, those properties could have been worth, you know, millions now.
Sure.
But they put in a lot of housing developments, mm-hmm. which are still there now. So that was a little before my time, the redevelopment. But my parents were displaced, my grandparents, everybody was displaced during that time. When I was growing up, it was still a predominantly African-American neighborhood, but the home ownership and the business ownership was not as vibrant, you know, as it was. And I always say, like, right now it is, you know, gentrified, but it's bittersweet for me because I grew up in the heart of the crack cocaine epidemic. So it was, the neighborhood was really declining, not only from people being displaced, but also people losing their lives to that addiction. You know, so it was a lot of crime, but it was also still love. It was also still family and community, which we don't have anymore. So this, the bitter part to me is losing that community, losing that love. We don't have as much crime. But even in the midst of that crime, I always felt safe. You know, I always felt safe.
Because you were surrounded by
Because I was surrounded by people who loved me, my family, my friends, my community. So it's bittersweet.
Yeah. And what happened then when you actually started selling food in the neighborhood?
It's like that love, you know, that love. Everyone come to the house, get their plate, you know, whatever I was selling for the day. The community organizations, the community centers, you know, would bring me in and, like, you know, teach some cooking classes to the youth. They would have me cater small events for the community. So it was a lot of support in the community when I came out of culinary school. And I still have that support. You know, they still reach out for catering and they come over here and eat, you know, so.
Over here, meaning all the way in Emeryville, all the way in the East Bay.
Absolutely.
So we just drove from San Francisco here and it was easily 45 minutes.
Yeah, which is the amazing part for me because not only have I developed that following here in the East Bay, my family from San Francisco still comes over and supports me.
Right on. So how do you feel now? Like, now that we're standing in this space, again, you're about to open your permanent location.
Yes.
What does it feel like? It was only like a month from now, right?
Yes.
How do you feel? Are you excited? You're nervous?
It's exciting. I'm nervous. You know, it's like I want to make sure we open. And we open when I want it to open, that everything is in place that I want to be in place. I think I just aim for perfection in everything that I do. And I have to understand I'm not going to always get that. And I also, you know, this is my first time just opening up my own space. You know, it's not much that needs to be done in here, but it is a few things. You know, I went into my pop-up, everything was there. So now I have to bring in that contractor to do different things. And so that part's a little scary for me. And also just taking on the responsibility for a long term.
Sure.
You know, my pop-up was 1 year, but now I am in a long-term lease.
Yeah, that's
a little scary, but I don't let my fears just overcome me because I can't succeed that way. So I just keep pushing, you know,
keep pushing.
I seek those resources. I've always seeked resources to help me since high school. And La Cocina is one of those. So I'll just be on the phone. Hey guys, I need you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having us, Renee.
Well, thanks for coming. I appreciate you all.
That was Renee McPherson. And, okay, I gotta tell you, after the recorder was turned off, she insisted that we have a taste of her rosemary fried chicken, and it was bonkers. If you can't get out to Minibel Soul Movement, you can find her recipe for it in the new book, We Are La Cocina, or at splendidtable.org. And if you can get to Emeryville, Renee's opened right on schedule, so go pay her a visit.